Have you ever gone speed dating? Are you sick of trying to meet people online? Well, Queen of Hearts is a lesbian speed dating event in Dublin, founded by Laura Kavanagh, who joins me now. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
We were actually talking about parenting there.
We were.
Laura, you have a...
I have a 7 and a 5-year-old, yes.
How do you find the time to organise speed dating?
Oh, just about.
Just about. So why did you set up Queen of Hearts?
So I set up Queen of Hearts. A lot of my friends were complaining about online dating and they just found it really soul destroying because they were talking to people and they didn't really know if they were even going to meet up with them in the end. And I was
thinking, let's break that down a little bit, because I've recently become single and have gone to a couple of forays into a few of the online. Now, my very first TV show was called Wanderlust, which was internet blind dating. So I'm a big advocate for it. It's a shop window. You need to be in the shop window. It's one of many shop windows, right? If you are actively looking to meet somebody, you don't have to actively be looking to meet somebody. But there is a kind of a... The phenomena of ghosting for me is just so strange. Now, you're a little younger than me. Just explain that quickly, because people just ghost. That's how it works online, right?
It's just very easy and there's no comeback from it. They could be anybody.
Yeah.
And it could happen at any time. So that's the bizarre thing. And it was never done before. You had to meet people or you'd meet people through friends. It was always you just meet them in a bar. So in a way, I think online dating is a whole new thing that never existed before, and it's bringing out all the worst
characteristics
in people.
So that you were listening to, can I ask, are you single?
No, I'm married.
Okay, married. Congratulations. Couldn't be happier for you. So you were, what made you set it up then, if you're married?
Well, it was just, to be honest, I was about 20 and I set up my first website, and it was the Lady List. So it was all about to meet other women. I had this idea of a scene sister, so you could meet up with other women who would just go out and scene with you, so you could actually just meet other people.
And a wing person,
exactly, and scene sister meaning probably platonic as well. And then you would go out,
so no pressure,
which pressure, exactly. Yeah. And I won a Social Entrepreneurs Ireland award for that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Go you.
And that was really good. And then for years it didn't work out. The internet was a very different place, so I had always wanted to do something that would have a really kind of social positive impact for the gay community, and that was how I just thought, okay, all these years later, I'm going to rectify this, you know, this idea. And I thought, okay, speed dating would work, and I can set up a website really quickly on Squarespace now. Like, everything just is much easier. Yeah. Eventbrite for ticket sales, Instagram for advertising, and I can just do it and see if it'll work. And I can just pilot it, and it's been a success.
So May is sold out. There's a couple of tickets left for June. There's July is coming up on the 15th. Mm-hmm. And I like that you bracket the age, 30 to 45-year-olds. And then September 16th, 45 to 60-year-olds.
Yes.
I dig that.
Yeah, and it's been great.
I dig that. Who am I?
I've hosted one 40 to 65. It was always 30 to 45. And then I thought, I'll just give this a go, because I'd gotten emails from women who were older saying, and us, excuse me, where's our Queen of Hearts night? So I tried it out, and it was just brilliant. Everybody arrived. Like, there's sometimes no shows for the other ones, but everybody rocked up to this one and they just had such a good time. And because of the different age bracket, the 45 to 60, they were in a very different stage in their lives. Maybe they were in long relationships before. Maybe they'd been married with kids and they were just exploring, you know, their sexuality. And it was just so nice to see them all there, just so happy, and they all just want to go.
So let's paint the picture. So it's in the Richmond and Portobello.
Yes.
The old gigs place. Yes. It's your dad's venue.
Yes.
And what's the capacity then? How many people can we get in?
So the ground floor sits 20 people perfectly for this, anyway, probably about 22 on a Saturday night. But
it's intimate enough.
It is intimate enough. And then you have upstairs. So I think it's about 48 or so to full capacity. But I just use the ground floor because I have to look after them all. I have to host it and I have to move them around. And also, if you're going to be meeting, if it's full house, you've got 20 women.
Wow.
You're going to meet 19 other women.
Yeah.
So that's a fair amount of time. Like, they're properly exhausted
after.
Talking and just going, oh my God, but they're really excited at that.
So then they arrive about what time?
They arrive at 7 and they start coming in, and what I do is I get them take their coats off and they get a name badge and a number, and they go up and they have a drink, and they all stand around because I need everybody in first before I can sit them down, because there's a whole formula. And it's really nice. They just, they come in nervous, and then it's nervous excitement, and then it's just excitement there. And they just, they all start talking to each other before they've even sat down. And it's just a really nice, it's just a really nice vibe.
So they just flow, you, they're nervous when they come in, though.
Oh, yeah.
And so they get in and they
sort of, well, they are going speed dating. And, yeah. You know, they might meet the love of their life, so they're nervous.
Yeah. And that's not why they're nervous, though.
I know, no. But I think just, and just talking, you know, it's a funny thing.
Like, it sounds amazing. I love it.
In. Yeah. And there's like, and there are icebreaker cards just in case you are stuck for, okay, stuck for conversation. But it's actually, yeah, most people aren't.
So there's a question here that I'm just going to ask it because it's on my list here. Is it easier for women to chat naturally, do you think?
I think so. I don't know. I mean, you can tell me.
Trying not to gender this conversation as best I can.
Yes.
I'm not down with that kind of thing. But yeah, I think women are chattier because I have two sisters. Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, I know there was a woman who came in. She'd been to both straight and gay speed dating because she was bisexual. And she said that the men would just stand over in one corner quiet. And she said, we had the best crack.
Oh, wow.
Oh, all the women and going into the toilets and just chatting about the, like, who they
sat down. There's a whole other conversation about the way men don't speak about emotions and all that stuff.
Yeah. And I suppose I suppose this kind of keeping the gender thing, but if you have men, single men going to speed dating and they're going to meet women, are they going to be going there to maybe make friends? No, I don't think. Whereas I think a lot of the women who have come to Queen of Hearts are very actually happy to make friends, okay, at the end of it.
Yeah.
They're like, actually, yeah, I can go out on the scene with her. You know, there's no chemistry between us, but she's great crack. And so there's definitely, I think, a difference there when it comes to friendship and romance.
It might be a little more platonic in its basis. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. And this is this is funny. You cover the windows.
I cover the windows.
There's a dark room going on
Well, there are many reasons for that. I think the main reason is that sense of privacy. From the start, that's kind of what I wanted.
Yeah.
And when you have...
Even that's a big window there, isn't it?
It's a very big window. Yeah. So you can see the whole floor. And also, you would look kind of mad if anybody did look in and they would just see Richmond full, but it's just women. There's no food in front of them and there's a disco light in the corner. So I think a lot of them would go, you know, it's just that privacy element that I had from the start. Like, even on Instagram, there's hardly any kind of videos or
You keep
photography.
Private.
I feel like it just gives people a space to just be themselves and not feel like they're going to be filmed or photographed.
So you mentioned icebreaker cards.
Yes.
A good friend who's has these sort of three questions he asks on dates, and what he says, let's play ask questions.
Okay.
So they're good ideas. They're like, they pick three questions and they ask each other questions. What do people put on icebreaker cards? Or what do you put on the icebreaker cards?
Yes.
And what's the other question?
So, so I have about, there are about 60 questions altogether. I've got like there's about 100 cards set out on the different tables. So
pick a card. Oh.
Yeah. So it's kind of, it can be very random. It can be just, you know, what is your favourite way to spend a weekend? Or do you have any pets? Which is always a good one. Because, of course,
they want to talk
about their dogs. I see a lot of women, they go, okay, because I always say, like, don't take out your phone. But then someone would just say, I'll just show them a quick photo of my dog.
Yeah.
So that's totally fair enough. But it's really varied. Some are fun, some are more serious. But you, like, it's a good gauger. Like, are you, you know, what's your opinion on astrology?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Get a gauge of what people are about and what's important to them.
So speed dating. How long have I got? I sit down in front of you. How long have I got?
3 minutes.
Oh,
now
tight.
That's 3 minutes not to just talk about yourself. You have, I always say, like, 3 minutes, that's the interaction between you. So it's kind of, you got to ask questions as well, which is always quite funny. So you got like, I suppose they talk about all different things in 3 minutes, but it's the usual suspects. It's kind of like, oh, where are you from? Because I get the date cards back and I see they'll write like Tipperary and the occupation and stuff to remember them by. So there must be a lot of that. But all I hear is just chatter and laughter the whole time. Like, the decibel just goes way up.
Do you love it?
I love it. I really enjoy it. I love bringing people in and bringing people together. And yeah, it just feels like a really nice space.
What area is that? Dublin?
So that's Dublin 2.
So you're the Cilla Black of Dublin 2.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Making love happen. That's it. Have you any couples? Have you matched anyone?
There have been certainly women that have gone out on dates together. And there have been a lot of women that would go out as friends and they would be saying, OK, well, we'll go out as friends. And then they have met women through going out with them. So in a roundabout way, they have definitely, there have definitely been couples come from it.
And would you not think about doing one for gay men?
Actually, after the article last week, I was contacted by a few gay men saying, you know, would you be interested in doing the same? Because it would be the same formula for gay men. So I don't know, like you said, do I have the time or do I find
I'll
the time?
I'll help you.
Yeah. So if you want to host it, would you?
No, no, I don't want to host it. I just want to go.
You want to go on it? Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. So I'll do a King of Hearts then.
Oh, King of Hearts.
Oh, I just love for that. You, Brendan.
Yeah, but I'd rather be called the Queen of Hearts. Let's have it. Listen, best of luck with this. So May is sold out, but tickets are available for July and September. Where can people get tickets to Queen of Hearts?
So just go on Eventbrite or you can go to qoh.ie and all the links are there. And yeah, so that's
just bringing happiness to people. That's lovely.
That's it.
Thank you so much. Best of luck with everything. Let's take
Thanks.
A break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.